Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
LaShawn McCoy's ex-girlfriend beaten in a home invasion. Attorney Paul Cambria joining us live this morning. Paul, there's so much to get to. Where do you start?
Well, I start with the fact that it's social media where these accusations are coming in. I put no stock in that at all. You know, understand anybody can say anything. They can make believe they're someone. And it's just an invisible kind of accusation. And so I start with, I don't buy any of it. Wait and go forward and see if they're real facts.
Now, what do you make of the, a sequence of events that happened yesterday? It seemed like information was coming in at sort of a rapid pace. First, you have this post, which was apparently done by the friend of the former girlfriend with that stunning image and then a list of accusations. That post later removed. You had a response from LaShawn McCoy, and then you had police saying that, yes, there was some sort of home invasion that took place at a home LaShawn McCoy owned. They were looking for specific pieces of jewelry. The friend of the girlfriend claims that it was McCoy who sent these people to his home. All of this all being played out in the media in real time. It's kind of impossible, right, for people to not already develop some sort of feelings on where this is headed.
Well, I'll tell you what, the news and some of the other outlets said they're not going to run the information because none of it had been verified. You know, there's a scenario where whoever this girl is, she could have people who she's become friends with who are unsavory people who know that she has these items, and they could come and perpetrate this and know what specifically to ask for. I mean, there's so many different scenarios out there. And that's why I just, you know, I step back and say, I'm not about ready to buy into any of this. Obviously, it's sensational. A number of media outlets pick up on it because, you know, it gets people to, you know, read your newspapers or what have you, watch your TV shows. But I just think you have to pull back and not buy into all the hype. Wait to see if there are any facts.
Paul, it's likely that a property like McCoy has in this Atlanta suburb has security cameras too, right?
Well, that's you know, that was also part of the report. And if so, then obviously that might you know, solve a lot of the mysteries here. But like I said, I can see a scenario. If this whoever this girl is, she could be associated with some people who are, you know, reputable. They know what jewelry she has. They would know exactly what to ask for if they were sending in someone to, you know, to rob her of it.
Even if McCoy was to be absolved of any wrongdoing whatsoever regarding this specific incident, the break-in at the home, the assault, there were still other accusations made in that original social media post regarding his son, regarding a dog. If you were advising McCoy, how would you advise him to respond to that? Because even if he is absolved of this one specific thing, those other things are still kind of lingering out there with no real proof behind them, which means there's no real way to, respond.
Well, I mean, again, if they're untrue, you would deny them and say, look, they're untrue. This is social media. People can have all sorts of vengeful posts on social media. We see it all the time. We see a lot of this, you know, shaming that goes on where people post pictures or intimate pictures and so on from their relationships. You know, the social media is a two-edged sword. On the one hand, it's very nice and it unites a lot of people and so on. On the other hand, there's no filter whatsoever. people can simply make things up, malicious things, and post them, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, he has already come out and said that this is baseless, it's false. Should he be doing anything else right now?
I think at this point, obviously, I'm sure he has an attorney. He might have somebody, a private investigator, what have you, to, you know, to sort through this so they can expose it for what it is. Those are the kinds of things that I'd be doing if I represented him.
You represented Patrick Kane when he was facing maybe not similar allegations, but allegations of an assault, and you recommended to him that he kind of go about his business when it came to playing the sport. So Patrick Kane went to a training camp with the Chicago Blackhawks while this was kind of hanging over his head, faced some questions by the media. Would you advise LeSean McCoy to do the same thing?
Oh, absolutely. And it's one of those, you know, don't buy into it. Wait till the real facts come out. Don't jump to conclusions. Don't prejudge. And that's really the only way you can do it. And it's difficult for the person who's the, you know, the target of all this stuff. It's very difficult, but that is the right advice.
Because this has exploded on social media, how soon can this get resolved?
Well, again, if there are cameras and other things, that'll help resolve things. We really don't know who's doing what as far as the investigation is concerned, so we can't really tell how long it'll take. My guess is in a few days, you know, some kernels of truth will come out one way or the other.
Paul, we appreciate the time. As always, that's Attorney Paul Cambria joining us, talking about LeSean McCoy, the allegations he faces. Paul has extensive experience dealing with high-profile cases much like this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.